Hundreds of Anglicans, loyal to Bishop Chad Gandia, gathered at the Harare Cathedral at 8 in the morning to celebrate the fall of Bishop Kunonga. These parishioners continued to sing praise and worship songs and dancing under the watchful eye of police officers who were providing security following yesterday's skirmishes perpetrated by Kunonga's loyalists. Six of the disgraced bishop's bouncers were arrested in connection with the violence. Some ordinary people who were passing by took time to watch the free show. Bishop Gandia, who has been entangled in long winding legal battles with Kunonga, led today's mass and expressed joy for returning to the parish after a five-year absence, worshipping in tents and under the trees.
I am a happy bishop. I give all the glory to God because today, the day we had waited for all these years has come, and at long last, we've been able to enter our cathedral.
As Gandia spoke to journalists, the parishioners were overjoyed and could not stop the singing.
We asked our parishes that the first thing that they do when they move back into their churches is to carry out a thorough inspection and inventory so that we know the state of our buildings and also the properties that we left. We want to see them. And so that process is still being carried on even as I speak. So I'm not in a position to give you a definitive, state of affairs because they have not yet reported back, and most of our churches are not even back in their church buildings yet.
As Gandia spoke to journalists, the parishioners were overjoyed and could not stop the singing. Bishop Gandia said his group will conduct an inventory of all the church's assets as they implement last week's ruling of the Supreme Court ordering Kunonga to release all the church's property to the Gandia camp with immediate effect.
We asked our parishes that the first thing that they do when they move back into their churches is to carry out a thorough inspection and inventory, so that we know the state of our buildings and also the properties that we left. We want to see them. And so that process is still being carried on even as I speak. So I'm not in a position to give you a definitive, state of affairs because they have not yet reported back. And most of our churches are not even back in their church buildings yet.
As all this happened, priest Tendai Mugariri of the Dzwarasekwa parish, who is loyal to the excommunicated Kunonga, watched the proceedings from a distance. He would not entertain any questions.
You go to the Archbishop Norbert Kunonga, you tell you everything. I'm not supposed to say anything.
But the Gandia faction's happiness was short-lived as police officers later ejected them from the cathedral, saying they should stop occupying the church properties until the case brought up in the High Court by Kunonga is finalized. Spokesman of the Gandia camp, Precious Shumba, told Studio 7 by phone from Nyanga that the High Court application filed by Kunonga seeking to stop his eviction was tantamount to court indigenize the Anglican Church, close court. Elsewhere, the deputy sheriff today continued with the eviction of Kunonga loyalists from the church properties in Chinoi, although there was reportedly some resistance at the Mbare St. Michael's Parish. The ZANU-PF aligned Kunonga broke away from the CPCA and formed his own church after he accused the Church of the Province of Central Africa of promoting homosexuality. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.